After the Newtown shootings, some suggested that schools look to local volunteers to beef up security. One national organization has been doing that for years. It's called Watch Dogs, and it organizes fathers to volunteer in their children's schools. And after Newtown, the group's strategy hasn't changed. Some watchdogs say they've just become even more vigilant. NPR's Sam Sanders has the story.
Like school principals all over the country, Michelle Wise sprung into action after Sandy Hook.
We did immediate staff meeting the following Monday to review lockdown procedures and talk about changes and mandate that all our doors are locked, every classroom.
Wise also asked police to increase patrols on her campus. But Wise's school, Mayflower Elementary in Monrovia, California, has another force on the beat, dads, like Stephen Chang.
Hello, how are we doing? Morning.
On a chilly Southern California morning, Chang is watching the parking lot, greeting cars as parents drop off their kids. Stephen Chang is a member of Watch Dogs. The dog stands for Dads of Great Students. Watch Dogs organizes fathers and father figures to help out in their kids' schools. During his shifts, Chang is there, observing everything, mingling with the staff in the front office, walking the perimeter of the campus, even standing watch over the morning school assembly.
Ready, begin.
As a member of the Mayflower community,
And the singing of the Mayflower School song.
We are the Mariners. We think we're awesome. We think we're mighty fine. We're gonna really shine. We get our schoolwork done. Learning is life.
You know, most times, nothing happens, and that's the way we like it. Okay, anything unusual, you know, that's what we're looking for.
This is Chang's first year as a watchdog. His daughter Maya just started kindergarten at the school. And after Sandy Hook, he stepped up his involvement.
For example, I'm here usually 2 hours a day on Wednesdays. I was here, let's say, 6 hours for 4 days.
Watch Dogs was founded after another school shooting, one in Jonesboro, Arkansas, that killed five in 1998. Now more than 2,500 schools are active in the program in 42 states. And for a long time, they went quietly about their work, until Sandy Hook. After the shooting, the NRA mentioned the group during a press conference advocating armed guards in all schools. Then the phone started ringing, with people asking if watchdogs themselves might one day carry guns.
When I'm asked the question on whether or not we would want our watchdog volunteers to be armed guards, the answer is absolutely not.
Eric Snow is the executive director of Watchdogs. He says their job is just to be there. In fact, he can't point to any instance where watchdogs volunteers have been involved in an actual physical altercation. And that's the way it should be, according to Ann Hawkins. She's CEO of the National Crime Prevention Council, the folks behind McGruff the Crime Dog. She says most of what parents can do to protect schools isn't like the movies. It involves planning, not shootouts or epic takedowns of bad guys.
It's not about romance or drama. It's about protecting our kids.
And at Mayflower Elementary, the watchdogs are doing just that, even if the work is a bit mundane. Their big project right now? Raising money to make the school's fence more secure. Whatever he's asked to do, Stephen Chang says he'll be there, and he thinks that will be enough.
You know, if I was a guy with bad intentions, if I just saw one father at the school that I was planning to visit and maybe do bad things, I would think twice.
Sam Sanders, NPR News.